Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Esselamu aleykum ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. This is Imam Zeyd Shakir. 30 lights for 30 nights, our brief Ramadan reminders. Tonight we want to focus on this particular point, brothers and sisters. When we fast in Ramadan, we abstain from that which is lawful, good, and pure. We abstain from milk, from juice, from water. We abstain from rice, from grains, from vegetables. Things that are good and pure. This is one of the reasons Ramadan heightens our taqwa. And this is one of the great blessings of the month and one of the great purposes of the month. As we've mentioned in a previous installment, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting, O you believers, fasting has been ordained for you as it was ordained for those who preceded you in order that you will grow in your consciousness of Allah. One of the secrets in abstaining from the lawful is the following, and it's quite obvious and self-evident. If one can restrain oneself and constrain oneself from engaging in that which with that which is lawful, good and pure, how much easier does it become to restrain oneself from that which is foul, vile, and impure, and sinful. So this is one of the great secrets of Ramadan. It increases our ability to abstain from the unlawful through our day in and day out abstinence from that which is lawful, good and pure. So there's great wisdom in the fast. It builds us up. It strengthens us. It helps us to overcome the guiles of our nafs, the temptations of shaitan, the allurement of the world. And these are three of our great enemies. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of you to keep those enemies in check, to fast, continue to fast, to benefit from the fast, and to think of the higher benefits and deeper benefits that we get from the fast. So remember, brothers and sisters, by abstaining from the lawful, we're strengthening ourselves to abstain from that which is unlawful. It becomes very easy. So Ramadan really is just a crash course. 1 month, strengthening ourselves to endure the other 11 months to stay away from the unlawful. Why? Because during this 1 month, we're staying away from the lawful. Why? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbi min al-hubbi anni dima tuhibbu uhibbu. It's sufficient love for me to know that which you love, I love. If you love me, abstaining from that which is lawful, I love to abstain from it. And it becomes very easy to abstain from what you hate. That suffices me in my love for you. May Allah ta'ala bless us all to be the recipients of his love and to love him in return. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen us. 30 lights for 30 nights. Ramadan reminders. Imam Zeyd Shakir coming to you from Zaytuna College. Thank you for so much for joining us. We look forward to joining you, sharing with you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be a part of American Muslim history. This Ramadan, support the students and support the college with your donations during this blessed month.